welcome to a historic occasion. It's wonderful to be together in St. John's in Hook, celebrating Her Majesty's 70 years. And it's wonderful to have so many different parts of our community sharing today in our service. Welcome to those who've joined us on Zoom, and thank you all for being here. Just a few notices. We have coffee and much cake after the service, so please do stay. We have a concert here on the 18th of June, which you're welcome to join. We have a card for Muriel Crowder. So the Queen is 96, Muriel is 100 next week, and Joyce has organised a card at the back, so please sign it. We will be taking a collection on page 8 in the booklet. I'd love you to stay on afterwards to have coffee and cake with us. And if you want to stay for the picnic, even if you haven't brought one, we will enjoy sharing food together. And our lovely young people, there is a program for you in the hall, which we will go to after the next piece of music and the opening words. So let's remain standing for this next part. Thank you. And so let's declare our opening words, our thanksgiving for Her Majesty, and our desire to praise God for her reign. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Let your ways be known upon earth.
Your saving power among the nations.
We gather together to worship God and in thanksgiving for the 70 years of faithful service of our Sovereign Lady Queen Elizabeth. We give thanks for her example of faithfulness to God and to her people, and we pray God's blessing on her, that she may continue to fulfill the promises she has made with generosity and joy. I invite you, if you'd like to join with me, to say the Thanksgiving prayer at the bottom of page 4. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the reign of your servant Elizabeth, our Queen, and for the example of loving and faithful service which she has shown among us. Help us to follow her example of dedication and to commit our lives to you and to one another through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. If you'd all like to take a seat, but I'm inviting the children now, if they'd like to follow Simon and the team and Jonathan. I'm going to give you the lantern. And we're going over to the hall, which is next door. There are lovely activities prepared for you. So do go over if you'd like. And we'll invite you back after all the talky bits, and you'll come back in, and when one of the sides can bring them in on page 10 after the Lord's Prayer. Okay? So have a great time. Thank you. Jane is going to now read our first lesson. These have been chosen for... Do you want to go to that microphone, Jane? Lovely, thank you. These have been chosen by the Church of England to reflect our thanksgiving for our Queen and her leadership.
The reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 to 4 and 10 to 16. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? At the highest point along the way, where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gate leading into the city at the entrance, she cries aloud, "To you, O people, I call out. I raise my voice to all humanity. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have insight, I have power. By me, kings reign and rulers issue decrees that are just. By me, princes govern and nobles, all who rule on earth." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite Alan now to come up and share his memories and stories of the Queen's 70 years. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Marion. Elizabeth II became Queen on Wednesday, the 6th of February, 1952. For me as a schoolboy, aged 10, it started as a normal day. We had our weekly music lesson and were singing a song our music master taught us, which was a little folksy song called "Here's a Health Unto His Majesty." Just as we'd finished, in walked another master who had a quiet word with ours. Our master then said that the king was dead and Princess Elizabeth was now queen. He went on to tell us to stand and sing, "Here's a health unto Her Majesty," which we did. Over the following days, we were told we were all new Elizabethans. We were entering a new era and would learn to play our part in rebuilding our country, still recovering from World War II. It was even said that Britain's greatest achievements came under Queen's regnant, namely Elizabeth I and Queen Victoria. Over her 70 years, she has met with people from all 53 nations of the Commonwealth and other countries. She is the world's most travelled head of state. I visited Uganda shortly after a Commonwealth Heads of Government conference in Kampala, and could still see evidence of enthusiasm for her visits and projects being set up as a result of it. I have never met her, but seen her as a crowd member a few times. I cannot claim to be like the one and only former head of a Commonwealth state who called her Elizabeth, and she called him Nelson. It was, of course, Nelson Mandela, and gives us a link into the fact that it was in Cape Town, at 21 years of age, that the Queen made her most famous and powerful speech: "I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be dedicated to your service. God help me to make good my view." She has lived up to that, even in what she deemed her annus horribilis, and her Christian faith is strong. Here at St. John's, we have two links with the Queen. The altar frontal we have today was actually cut from the canopy that covered her father, King George VI, at his coronation anointing. And on the 50th anniversary of this church, we sent a loyal address to the Queen. We had a response from one of her secretaries and one of the members of the parish framed a photo of the Queen together with the letter, and it's actually by the pillar of the balcony as you come into the church. Today in St. John's Hook, we are delighted and privileged to express our gratitude to the Queen for all she does and to celebrate her special anniversary.
Alan, thank you so much. I'm going to confess to you all that I've been the vicar here for 7 years, and it was only this week that I spotted that we have a crown on our pulpit and lectern for. And I didn't know that story. Isn't that wonderful to know where the linen comes from? Thank you, Alan. Thank you so much. Let's stand and thank God in this hymn for the years that his love has kept and guided us and our Queen.
Oh, This reading is from Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And now a tribute from Richard Morley, our church leader.
Sometimes the difficulty of going second is someone might have already said some of your words. But anyway, I, like many of us here this morning, have only known one monarch, Queen Elizabeth. Our parents may have witnessed four or even five monarchs in their lifetime. Queen Elizabeth has been that constant throughout the last 70 years. From Winston Churchill to Boris Johnson and the 12 prime ministers between, from Harry Truman to Joe Biden and the 12 presidents between, she has been head of state, our Queen. She has witnessed and directed the changes from overseeing the transition from British Empire to Commonwealth. She has watched her country join Europe in the 1970s and Brexit Europe in January 2020. She has visited many countries around the world, often on board the Royal Yacht Britannia, which sailed over 1 million nautical miles during its service. She has been a great ambassador for our country and is held in high esteem by many people from different cultures and faiths. She has reigned during a time of great change. The world is a very different place now with the advent of the internet and social media. It should be remembered that our Queen is a strong believer in family. She is a mother, a grandmother and a great-grandmother. And like all families, has had her share of good times and bad ones. But she has had to share them with the nation and through the constant glare of the media. The tragedy at Aberfan, the death of her cousin Lord Mountbatten, the joy at her horse winning the Derby and opening the Olympics. The list of changes during her reign is immense, but the Queen is best summed up as the constant person throughout this age. It has been a comfort to many to have this consistency, to see a loving and loyal head of state. Sometimes an ordinary person, like when she visits her Women's Institute in Norfolk, and often as a proud parent of Princess Anne, and then her granddaughter, Zara Phillips, when she won the silver medal at the London Olympics. Having been the first monarch to ride on the Underground when she opened the Victoria Line in 1969, she had actually been on the Tube as a young girl before the war. She maintained her interest and determination to open the newest railway named after her. I stand here as a proud parent as our daughter organised that opening event. She arranged for the palace for the Queen to attend. And the Queen was determined to be there. In fact, Vicky was only given 60 minutes notice that the Queen was turning up. And there was frantic activity to change the plaque to one where the Queen opened the line. The Queen's mischievous sense of humour was expressed by her smiling comment that the flowers she received were bigger than a normal posy. And finally, we found out why she carries a handbag, as Prince Edward whispered to our daughter that the Queen had popped his Oyster card in her handbag. Little did I know, when I started singing the national anthem as a cub, that some 60 years later, I would still be saying, "Long may she reign over us."
Thank you, that was beautiful. We're going to stand together to celebrate our Lord as our vision and leader. And during this hymn, the collection will be brought forward. Thank you. We remain standing for the gospel.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A dispute arose among the disciples as to which of them was considered to be the greatest. Within minutes, they were bickering over who of them would end up the greatest. But Jesus intervened. Kings like to throw their weight around, and people in authority like to give themselves fancy titles. It's not going to be that way with you. Let the senior among you become like the junior, and let the leader act the part of a servant. Who would you rather be? The one who eats dinner or the one who serves dinner? You'd rather eat and be served, right? But I've taken my place among you as the one who serves. And you stuck with me through thick and thin. Now I confer on you the royal authority my Father conferred on me, so you can eat and drink at my table in the kingdom and be strengthened as you take up responsibilities among the congregation of God's people. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
May the thoughts and meditations of our hearts be honourable and honouring to you, O Lord, this day. Amen. Please take a seat. And would you please turn to the front of your booklet? There is a beautiful purple logo on the front. And that themed logo for the anniversary has at its centre an image of a crown created from an unbroken continuous line. You might even want to trace it if you're one of those people like me that likes to do things. A neat visual representation of a faithful life of service running like an unbroken thread through the past 70 years of our national life and its tremendous social changes. What an amazing life. And we have been thrilled this week. We have been blessed by photographs, film footage, family, public life, and all things, some we've seen and some we've never seen before. And we are here today to say thank you. And just to steal the words of the Archbishop of York, we say to the Queen, we are so glad that you are in the saddle. I wonder which part of the Queen's 96 years has touched you personally. Her Majesty became a Girl Guide in 1937 at the age of 11, learned how to pitch tents, cook on campfires, and administer first aid. My own mother was so proud to become a Queen's Guide, and she has spoken often about being in that moment, being invited as a Queen's Guide to be on the Mall, to wave a flag on Coronation Day and to be close up. Which story is it for you of the 70 years? Is it the James Bond and Queen parachuting into the Olympic Stadium? Or I wonder, that wonderful surprise last night of the Paddington Bear and marmalade sandwiches out of the handbag, not an Oyster card. Amazing, wonderful, and so much to give thanks for. And as those opening words again, as Alan reminded us, I declare before you at the age of 21 that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service. God help me make good my vow. She became queen aged 25 years, on the 6th of February, 1952. And then on the eve of the coronation, the following year, she said, throughout all my life and with all my heart, I shall strive to be worthy of your trust. And she renewed that promise this year in February. And as Richard mentioned, we sing those words of our national anthem, God save our gracious Queen, long live our noble Queen, long to reign over us. That prayer seems to have been answered to lead the nation for 70 years. How wonderful. So how can that be? I believe that her faith in God has enabled her to be such a wonderful, inspiring and stable leader. The Archbishop of Canterbury describes the relationship between Her Majesty and God himself as the rock on which she stands. And in her Christmas message last year, the most watched programme on Christmas Day, she said this, "The life of Jesus, a man whose teachings have been handed down from generation to generation, have been the bedrock of my faith." What stability, what confidence. Her chaplain, Canon Anne Easter, says this, "There's that sureness in Her Majesty that whatever happens, she'll know the joy of being loved by God and cherished and valued." We all want a bit of that. And that wonderful anthem that we've just heard today, based on Psalm 23, speaks of that trust in God. "Thou wilt keep her in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." And the more modern translation, "For I have always been mindful of your unfailing love and have lived in reliance on your faithfulness." So that is her life and her trust. And like her, we trust God and we push on with the race ahead. The Aintree, not the short-lived Epsom Derby. I used to go to that. We used to live around the corner and we used to love the Derby. And as children, I have to confess, we used to go on afterwards and see if there were any shiny things in the grass. So how do you take that recommended gospel reading for today? It's a little bit of a shock in that contemporary language version, a little bit more direct than usual. Jesus is speaking to his band of close followers who are learning with him, alongside him, about being a leader. And they've been squabbling about who is the greatest, seeking the best seats and the fancy titles. And Jesus says instead that they are to serve. They're to serve. And with his authority, to take up responsibilities to care for others. To be a leader. Now, you may not think that you are a leader. He is. He is. She is. But you may not think, I'm not a leader. But actually, every single one of us has influence on others, which might be a better way of speaking about leadership. Every single one of us has a sphere of influence, huge different places we go. So, as I draw to a close, my focus is shifting to look at our response today. Shortly, we will be making a decision to dedicate our own lives to serving others as God, as the Queen has done. And I'm going to read the Queen's own words from Christmas 2019 about taking small steps to create community, to create harmony, to create understanding, which, as we see the news today, is incredibly important in our global era. And in the Queen's own words, "Jesus Christ, through his teaching and his example, shows the world how small steps taken in faith and hope can overcome long-held differences and deep-seated divisions to bring harmony, to bring understanding. Many of us have tried to follow in his footsteps. The path, of course, is not always smooth and may at times have felt quite bumpy, but small steps can make a world of difference. And it is often the small steps, not the giant leaps, that bring about the most lasting change." So how about that for a Jubilee message for all of us? Small steps, trusting in God, working for others, serving in faith and hope, and as we heard last night, with optimism and joy, we raise a cheer to you, Your Majesty, that we might follow in your example with God's help. God save the Queen. Amen. We're going to turn to prayer, and I would like one of the sides people to go and gather the children so that they return to come and collect the flags after our prayers. Thank you, Jenny.
And so we pray. Heavenly Father, as the Queen celebrates her 70 years of faithful service, we thank you for her example of servant leadership. We thank you for the outstanding way in which she has dedicated her life to lead the United Kingdom and Commonwealth throughout her reign. May her example of integrity and service continue to influence and encourage people in every walk of life and bring honour to your name. Sovereign Lord, grant to our Queen an ever-deepening knowledge of your love and peace, in worship, study of your word, and the sharing of Christian faith in all wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Loving God, we pray for the royal family, that they will continue to support the Queen throughout her reign, and will carry out their own duties with integrity and your strength. We pray for those in line for the throne, that they will be prepared for that time when it comes, and will follow the example set by Her Majesty. Protect them, Lord, from harm. Give them all wisdom, courage, and a heart to serve. Direct them and help them to serve with honesty, kindness and compassion. We pray too for the children of the royal family, that they too will grow in faith and that they will become good and responsible leaders. Lord, we thank you that Queen Elizabeth is head of the Church of England. May we follow her example of solid faith in you. May we be strengthened by you to extend our vision, to preach and teach and share your word and care for others, following, Lord, your example. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, for the world we pray, for world leaders and all in authority, that they will follow our Queen's example to govern wisely and fairly. We pray for refugees and for those giving a home to them at this time. We pray for all who live in poverty and those affected by war and conflict. May our country and our communities, through the Platinum celebrations, become united so that all people work together for the common good, following the example of Jesus, the bringer of peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, for our world on this day of celebration and the Church's birthday, we thank you for the wonders of creation, for the flowers adorning our church today, for the celebrations taking place across the country, for all who have prepared for this day. Lord, we give you thanks for the gifts and talents you have given us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of our lives, we bring you thanks for our National Health Service, for all who work in the care sector. We ask that you will be with all those who suffer pain and anguish, for those who are ill and in need of healing. And we name in our hearts those within our parish and those known to us who have asked for our prayers and are on our hearts and minds. We pray, Lord, that your very presence will comfort them in their time of need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of our lives, we give you thanks that you are the God that breathes new life into us. You are the God who restores and refreshes us. We give you thanks that you give us new life in your kingdom. And we remember before you our friends and our loved ones departed, and pray that they may share with your saints in glory. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And so, concluding our prayers, we pray the prayer that Jesus himself taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Jenny, and welcome back, young people. Come and take your seats, the flag bearers at the front here, and the other children are welcome to come in. And we will collect the flags, and the children will line down the centre of the aisle, and then together we will share in this act of dedication. I think they're having such a great time. Would you like to stand, everyone? Thank you. You're going to stand on the step there. Okay. So what a joy it is as we give thanks for Her Majesty to dedicate ourselves now to serving others. As we give thanks for Her Majesty's service to us all, let us dedicate our own lives once again to the love and service of God and neighbour. Will you join with the Queen in devoting yourself to the service of others?
We will.
Will you strive to live as a good neighbour and to build up the communities in which you live and work, always affirming the worth and integrity of each person?
We will.
Will you speak and act with honesty and compassion, honouring and protecting all that is good and life-giving?
We will.
Together we pray these words. God, Lord of our lives and Father of all, grant that our thanksgiving may prove itself in service to you and to our Queen, our country, and one another. For your name's sake, amen. Almighty God, who has given you the will to pledge these things, give you also the strength to perform them, that through you he may bless others and renew the life of this nation, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All people that on earth do dwell, let us sing to the Lord with cheerful voice. grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, the Queen, the Commonwealth, and all humankind, peace and concord, and to us and all his servants, life everlasting, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen.